Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today's little installment is inspired by a lovely experience I had the other morning where I woke up and I was blissed out. Now, it was pretty random. In other words, there was nothing amazing going on in my life. There was nothing amazing happening. And it's not, I always wake up feeling blissed. I happened to wake up and felt beautiful. And I just basked in it for a while. And it got me thinking about the fact that A, that's possible. And B, why doesn't that happen more often? Is there a way we can turn that on and turn that off? And in reflecting on that, there were a few things I saw that might be fun for us to talk about. And the first is, if we are made of life, if we are pure aliveness in form, if we really do have innate mental health, innate well-being, if we were born happy and at peace, then that must be there all the time. And sometimes we notice it, and sometimes we don't. And generally speaking, we seem to notice it most often when we're thinking about it the least. And probably one of the reasons why people do sometimes just wake up in that kind of blissed out space is because we don't necessarily have very much on our minds first thing in the morning. Unless we do. I have a friend who was a therapist, worked for one of the large hospital chains in America. And he told me once about a client he had, and she was an older woman. And she'd been suffering from depression for decades. And he was a very effective therapist, and he would point people towards their innate nature, their innate health, the well-being at the core of who they are. And people would often see that, and it would make their lives better. But he was not getting through to this woman at all. Nothing he said seemed to make any difference. And finally, in exasperation, he said to her, "Are you ever happy?" And to his surprise, she said, "Oh yeah, every morning." And he was like, "Wait, what?" Because he had never heard her say anything that indicated she ever experienced happiness. And she said, "Oh yeah, every morning I wake up and I feel wonderful. And then I remember that I'm depressed and all the reasons that I'm depressed, and then that's the last good feeling I have till the next morning." Now, in the context of that conversation, she heard it. She heard how she was unwittingly, innocently, creating her own misery by reminding herself that she was miserable and reflecting on all the reasons she had to be miserable. And that's something we can all do. And we often do. But what she also saw in that moment was that when she wasn't making herself miserable, she was already okay. Before she remembered to be unhappy, she was already happy. Now, I had a similar experience with a client of mine who loved the idea of innate well-being. He said, "It gives me so much hope for humanity when I hear you talk about people having innate well-being. I mean, I don't have it, but I love that other people do." And I laughed, and I encouraged him to just stay in the conversation. And then one day he said to me on one of our coaching sessions, "Do you know, I had the oddest experience this morning. I woke up and I felt the way that I feel after an orgasm, but I hadn't had an orgasm, and it went on for a couple hours. Could that be that innate well-being you were talking about?" And I was like, "Yeah, it sounds kind of like that." Now, understand, it's not always grand. People sometimes think, "Well, I don't know that feeling." It's a very simple feeling of being. Your true nature has a feeling to it. It's pure aliveness. It's pure consciousness uncontaminated by your personal thinking. It's who you already are before you think about who you are. And what I've found is that the less important it seems to me to remind myself of my troubles, the less significant it seems to me to remind myself of the world's problems, the more I not only get to rest in this morning happiness all day long, but ironically, the more able I am to make a difference in those places where I can make a difference, with myself, with my family, in my business, and in the world. So, if there's an invitation to you in this podcast, it's to wake up tomorrow morning and just feel your aliveness. Don't try to think happy thoughts. Don't try to not think negative thoughts. Just feel the simple feeling of being. And what I've noticed is that the more I notice that simple feeling of being, the more morning happiness becomes an all-day-long experience. Have fun, learn heaps, be well, and I'll talk to you soon.